This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Ray.
This is Jax.
This is Dean.
And this is the Rach Jackson Dean Podcast.
Sound really chipper. That's weird.
Joy 94.9.
You're with Rach Jackson Dean for the drive home on this Tuesday afternoon. And it's a quarter to five, which means it is time for...
It's not J Law. It's not J Lo. It's Joy Law.
It is our regular J Law segment, and joining us in the studio is the team from KHQ Lawyers. It's a big welcome back to Jack, and a welcome for the first time to Bridget. Hello.
Hi. How are we?
We're very well. Now, have you been, Jack? You've been in a bit of the wars.
Oh, look, indeed. Off my bike. 5 weeks off, started back again, but I've made 100% recovery. I'm one of the lucky ones.
You are. Well, it's great to have you back. Now, Bridget, you're new to us, but let's understand, you're a corporate and a commercial lawyer at KHQ.
I am, and I also work in the private wealth team with Jack, so I do a lot of estate planning work and asset protection.
Fantastic. Now, today we're going to talk about what happens when you get left out of the will.
Indeed. Well, it's becoming more and more prevalent. Often, a member of the LGBTQI community isn't treated the same way as a heterosexual family member. Mm-hmm. And what the law allows you to do, and Dean, this is in every state and territory of Australia,
yep,
to apply to make a rewrite of the will or the estate, if there's no will, to get an equal and fair share. In Victoria, that's done under the Administration and Probate Act, and... it's similar in all the states.
So this, you can ask for the will to be rewritten.
But you've got to go through a number of steps.
And you need to do this before the person has passed away?
No. It's
how does somebody who's passed away rewrite a will, Jack? What are you saying?
Well, actually, they don't, Dean.
Oh, good.
It'd be pretty hard.
Ghostwriting.
Yes, indeed. Another form of that. No, what happens is you apply through a lawyer to the court to apply to show the court that you deserve an equal share of the estate.
Right.
So can anyone make an application to change a will? For example, your mum or your dad or maybe even your grandparents haven't supported your relationship, and when they pass away, they don't leave anything to you in their will. Can you challenge that?
So it depends on your relationship with the person. So essentially the courts will only accept an application if they're satisfied that the person claiming is an eligible person. And to become an eligible person, you have to be one of a certain number of people. So it includes your spouse or your domestic partner. Again, this is at the time that person died, so not a former spouse. You have to be, otherwise you can be a child of the deceased person, and that also includes adopted children and stepchildren.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time of the death, those children had to be under the age of 18 or a full-time student between the ages of 18 and 25. You can also apply if you suffer from a serious disability or if you're an adult children who wasn't capable of providing adequately for your own maintenance and support. So once you've shown that you're an eligible person, there's another couple of steps that you've got to tick off. So that's that the deceased person had a moral duty to provide for your maintenance and support, and that the distribution of their estate, so what they've put in their will before they died, didn't adequately provide for your maintenance and support.
I'm used to drinking champagne and they haven't left me anywhere near enough with champagne. That's
exactly.
Not good. So inadequate.
Mm-hmm.
What's the moral obligation?
So the moral obligation, and actually it leads quite a lot into what you're saying. So it depends on what sort of a lifestyle the child was used to or the spouse was used to before the person died. So those factors always vary. And the moral obligation section was actually only introduced a couple of years ago. They give the courts a lot of leeway and flexibility to make decisions according to the specific situation.
It doesn't sound easy.
It's not easy at all.
And are there other things that people need to know before they set about making a claim? Because I think with death, it can be a fairly emotional time as well.
Absolutely.
Anything into litigation around a will.
So you only have 6 months. So, and the 6 months starts from the date of probate. So probate is where the will is put into the probate court, and they basically decide whether or not it's a valid will and whether it can be distributed. So from the moment that probate has been issued, then you have 6 months. So you've got to move really quickly.
Absolutely. But if you have any questions about what happens if you get left out of a will, you can SMS us on 0427-JOY949 or on air at joy.org.au. We're on Rach Jackson-Dean for the drive home on a Tuesday. It's almost 5 o'clock, but at the moment we're having a chat to the team from KHQ Lawyers in a little segment we like to call Joy Law. And we're exploring the question of what happens if you get left out of the will.
Yeah, so Bridget was just telling us that there are certain eligibility criteria to take this further. But my question is, if it's your parents who have passed away, but you're over 25, you're not necessarily relying on the money from their estate, but it's kind of unfair that you're not in it. Can you still, they've left you out because you're LGBTI. Can you still try and get the will changed so that you're included in the will?
Yeah, absolutely. So whilst there are those categories that we mentioned before, one of them is that you're an other adult child of the deceased who is not capable of providing adequately for their own maintenance and support. And so the level of being able to provide varies according to each person. But for example, we've had clients who've come through who are about to retire and they were left out of their parents' wills. And because they're about to retire and they didn't have a huge superannuation pool, for example, they've lost it, in the crash. And they didn't have a huge amount of assets that they could dip into for themselves. We were able to argue that successfully that they were should have been given more money under their parents' estate.
Wow, so it's worth trying.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And do they need to meet the cost of those legal fees?
No.
Or does that come out of the estate?
Dean, on a positive note, what happens is that if the claim is half decent, the claimant has an excellent chance of the court awarding the costs out of the estate.
And I'm wondering, Jack, are there any cases of people actually succeeding from these claims, people, particularly from an LGBTI community perspective?
Yeah, two. One was a recent case of Estrella and McDonald. Mr. Estrella and Mr. McDonald had a domestic relationship for over 23 years.
Uh-huh.
Sadly, when Mr. McDonald died, they were estranged but getting back together. In his will, Mr. McDonald didn't come out. He left everything to his children and grandchildren.
And so his children didn't know that he was in a homosexual relationship?
Absolutely, okay. Which is not uncommon. And basically, Mr. Estrella went to court and he was able to establish there was a domestic relationship, and he ended up getting almost half the estate.
That's good news.
And in Baxter and Baxter, two brothers got involved as well. And one was a member of the LGBTQI community.
Uh-huh.
He got left $50,000 out of $750,000, and the court awarded him $350,000.
Oh, so two brothers, the estate got split. One got $50,000, one got, what, $700,000?
$700,000 out of $750,000. And the winner was able to establish was that there was discrimination and prejudice because of his leaning. And as a consequence, the judge believed him and it got treated equally. And I think what this is showing us, especially with the yes vote and the confidence that's being instilled in the LGBTQI community, that now it's time to stand up and assert your rights because you're just as equal as anyone else.
Absolutely. Now, Jack and Bridget, we've had a question in.
Yeah, we've gotten a text message here from John who said, "Hi, J-Law team. I'm a 35-year-old professional, so I can fend for myself financially. My sisters are not professionals, however, and their income is lower. My father left me out... If my father left me out of the will because I'm gay, would I have any recourse?"
Yeah, well... Thank you for that question. It's really important. The simple answer is yes, you will have a claim. When a court hears a claim, it balances a multitude of factors up to make sure that when the judge signs off on the case, he can sleep at night and make sure that all the children have been treated fairly and equally.
And basically the court has given, sorry to cut in there, the court has given absolute discretion on how much weight they put in on each of those factors that we were talking about before. So if it's a completely unfair situation, the court will usually step in.
And now, in the past, we've had the team from KHQ Lawyers in. We've sometimes spoken about the family court. This is not a family court matter. This would go to
Supreme Court or County Court. Yeah, different area of the law.
Totally. So if you do have any questions or you want some advice, you could reach out to the team at KHQ Lawyers to find out a little bit more about this very complex and interesting issue.
Yeah.
You'd have to be left out of a will and then found short, wouldn't you?
You'd feel like half a citizen, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. And if you do have any questions regarding to law, please email Joy Law, or is it just J Law?
It's Joy.
It is Joy Law.
It's not J Law. It's not J Lo. It's Joy Law.
Joy Law. joylaw@joy.org.au. Send us your questions in and we can address them on Tuesday afternoon.
Fantastic.
KHQ Lawyers offer private wealth advice for the LGBTI community that you can trust.
Our team has expertise in all areas of law relating to estate planning, succession planning, and taxation.
We provide a free 30-minute consultation with no obligations to you. We take a holistic view of your assets and family circumstances to provide you with a high-level analysis and suggestions of your next steps.
Leave a peaceful financial legacy for your family and loved ones without any legal fuss. Chat to KHQ about a succession plan today.
Find out more and get in touch at khq.com.au. KHQ Lawyers are a proud Joy sponsor.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.